Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Hidden Hearing. Hearing problems? We've been tuning people in for over 30 years. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
We ran our first ever Christmas Tips and Traditions programme last year, and we need your help for this year's show, which is tomorrow week, the Thursday before Christmas. We're looking for your family tradition stories and secret tricks. I suppose this is the big one for getting ahead of the game and making the big day go as smoothly as possible. Here to give you a clue as to what we're looking for is a snippet from last year's programme.
I add Courvoisier cognac to my cranberry.
Skim the fat off that lovely cool ham water and use it to stir fry your quartered Brussels sprouts.
Put the gravy in the teapot.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus.
Their neighbour had gotten the present of a new saw for Christmas and he was up on top of the table cutting their turkey in half.
Make your cranberry sauce in advance and freeze portions of it on an ice tray.
I had to empty out a whole bottle of fairy liquid because I had no gadget for a basting. Lemons and oranges, I've sliced them up and put them in the freezer. So then when you want your drink, just take a slice out when it's cold and makes a lovely drink.
Oh, lovely.
Buy a pack of tacky cards, it'll be ideal for you to send out. Thanks to Granny and Auntie and Uncle and all afterwards.
Well, that last voice there, full of tips, was our very own Francis Brennan of TV and Ken Mayer fame. And he will be with us on tomorrow week, as will the wonderful, legendary Brenda Costigan, full of tips and ideas, but we're welcoming yours as well. You know, it's 51551 Joe at RT.ie. Just put Christmas tips or traditions and stories in the subject box, and our 1850 715 815, or you can send us a letter. I love getting letters. Love getting cards. Joe at RTE.ie was on an envelope, I told you recently, and it got to me here. Joe at RTE.ie is the email address, but someone wrote it on an envelope, put a stamp on it, and it got here, which was fantastic. Martin Sinnott. Martin, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
Talking about stamps, you went into the iconic GPO in O'Connor Street in Dublin, Cota Harla.
Yeah, last Sunday, myself and my 10-year-old son, Cale, went into the GPO to have a look around, show him a bit of history. And we came across the Christmas crib. And we couldn't believe our eyesight. We couldn't stop laughing. They had baby Jesus in the crib. And he was a little old. It was a doll, like a crinkled up old man, bald in the crib. Now, I don't know why Jesus was in the crib. And Mary was a tall doll, about a foot tall, big mop of black hair, white face. And then Joseph was just hanging on there, and there was two chickens in it, two donkeys, and there were two other dolls in it too. I think they were I don't know who they were, but it was a ridiculous looking crib to be in the GPO.
Why, little donkey, why?
I never saw chickens in a crib anyhow, and the baby Jesus doll was ridiculous, and Mary with her black hair. Oh, Joe, you should see it. It's unbelievable. And this is our most important building, I'd say, in Dublin.
Am I right in thinking that... I'd be checked on this now. I think that baby Jesus was stolen before from the crib in the GPO. It's very public, isn't it? It's
public, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could touch it. You could walk right up to it. And you could put your hand into it or anything.
I just wonder, was the baby Jesus stolen, and was it a quick replacement from Smith's?
But for starters, baby Jesus shouldn't be in the crib for Christmas Day. But that's a different story.
Right, but most people now, for children and that, they'd always put it in.
Oh, yeah. But this is a rubber doll, like a little old man, bald head. It didn't look like a baby at all.
What did you bring your...
My 10-year-old son laughed at it. He couldn't believe it was the whole thing. With the two chickens. Did you ever see a chicken in a crib before? It might be a good idea, but they were two dolly chickens. I don't know how you describe them. Red and white.
Yeah, but if you go up to the moving crib in Parnell Square, which has been there now more than 50,
we went up there, but it's not open till this Sunday, Joe.
Oh, is it not?
No, it must be something to do with health and safety with the animals, you know.
No, there should, no. That's the crib at the Mansion House you're talking about.
Yeah, that's not open until next week.
No,
yeah.
I know that, but the moving crib up at opposite the rotunda.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't see that one.
Oh, you have to bring him there.
Oh, yeah, but this one now is ridiculous, the one in the GPO. I don't know who put it together. And they're usually good, because they have a great exhibition out there.
That's a brilliant exhibition. Okay, here's the rise and all that. Here's the long statement from On Post. Fair play to, I presume it's Anna McHugh, because she's the best in the business, because she starts by explaining the same figures. Some of the figures have graced it for many years. Some elements, new elements are reduced, are introduced each year to replace obsolete or worn items. That's understanding. And she said, a survey of customers undertaken in recent years reinforced the popularity of the traditional crib figures, including Mary, Joseph, Three Wise Men, a Lamb, a Donkey, and the Chickens, which have been part of the display for more than a decade. The Chickens are getting on in years now. They also have, penguins and a polar bear in the wider display.
Yeah, they're over the side, yeah.
Okay.
But it's just the crib itself and the baby Jesus, it didn't look like...
And they said that they've asked, the majority of visitors say, for younger visitors who may not get back in after December 25th, they'd like the baby Jesus to be there in the manger.
Oh, well, I understand that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and whereas the dolls, they look like 1960s. Remember they had them big tall dolls, big white face.
Crawley dolls, really?
Yeah.
Everyone is welcome to visit Enjoy Display Lunchtime. And for the first time this year, you can book to see Santa in the Christmas experience at the GPO Witness History Visitor Centre. And the coffee shop there is now open to everybody. You don't have to pay to get into the visitor centre to go to the coffee shop. You do have to pay to go into the visitor centre because it's so brilliant. And we might remind listeners that anyone sending Christmas parcels to European destinations outside of Ireland and Britain is advised to post them by tomorrow, and cards by the 18th.
They were very good, Joe. They're open on
Sunday. Yeah, they're great. The advised latest delivery date for parcels and cards to Great Britain is the 18th. So basically what you're saying, Martin, look at it the other way. If anyone has a lovely baby Jesus that's more, you feel more lifelike.
A baby Jesus.
Maybe they could post it to on posts, but make sure it's the parcel. Make sure you post it tomorrow if you're in England and posting it to Ireland.
But they need a Mary. They definitely need a new Mary.
Okay, well, she needs a haircut. That's what you're saying, Ari.
Absolutely.
A dye and a blow dry. Yeah, okay. But anyway, it's... Someone has now given me a photograph. Is it not quaint?
It's great to bring your children in to see these cribs.
Yeah.
And it's a great tradition.
Okay.
And
it's
great that they have one.
Okay.
It could do with a bit of modernizing.
Okay, Martin, thanks. And that was your grandson, was it?
My son, 10-year-old son, Cale.
Oh, 10-year-old son, what's his name? Cale?
Cale, yeah.
Fantastic. Did you go up Henry Street? Did you go into...
We did.
Did you go into Arnott's? Did you go into the Jervis Street Shopping Centre?
I tell you, the lights in Arnott's are fantastic.
Magnificent, yeah.
Yeah, magnificent. Yeah.
Okay.
And the GPO is good. They have...
Okay.
The window is the century. It was better than an empty building for the last couple of years.
Okay, well done. Okay, Martin, you've ended up promoting that side of Dublin, which I know you love anyway.
Yeah, not me, a Southsider.
Okay, that's Martin Sinnott and his son, Cale.